Yes, Bill.
This is information from Beerman Smith's technicians up and down the lines. AP's A-wire is going out because of the overload on it, and Smitty's lost half of his line because of the overload on it. His technicians inform him that who are constantly in touch with the electric companies because they have to be, that the electric companies are now saying that there won't be any power in New York City until 3 o'clock in the morning, if then. And they're worried now about another power break between 7 and 8 in the morning, because if the power comes back on, it'll be coming back on at a peak hour, which means that the demand will be great on an already weakened system and the whole thing could blow again. Now that is layman's language, but Smith says that these people are awfully good sources of technicians, and they're awfully good sources of from within the power companies themselves. So I'll just pass it on. I will pass it on to Califano and McNamara just for...
I would tell Hornig and tell him to get back and try to give us something authoritative, because Rockefeller, I just called him about the Intergovernmental Commission I'm pointing him on, hoping that you could give it to this boy to announce while you're gone so you'd have something.
Yes, sir.
It's a study group.
Yes, sir.
Set up 59 and pointing Rockefeller on it. And I thought I'd call Wagner since I had to call him. He says... They got candles and everybody's doing all right and it's going to be all right. And the power's already on most of the places down the Hudson. It's about an hour out of New York. But I don't know whether he knows what he's doing.
Right.
But that's what he just, while you were calling, he was talking. I'm going to talk to Wagner and I'll have Marvin call you so you can say that I've also personally been in touch with the governor and the mayor.
All right, sir.
I think since I talked to the Republican governor about something else,
all right,
I better talk to the Democratic mayor, don't you think so?
Excellent. Yes, sir.
And you ought to ask Hornig, though, Califano, to get in with these power companies, find out what the hell it is, give you the information and not have to get it from AP and UP.
All right, sir.
Of course, I guess it won't make a difference if their wire goes out now, because the paper's going to bed pretty soon, aren't they?
Right, but everybody, they say everybody's just huddled by the radios and TV is listening, because there's real fear in some time like this.
Well, but that would come over live, wouldn't
it? Yes, sir. Oh, we don't have to worry about that. I mean, they're getting the information. But the papers are back up there, going to be out. But Smitty says they've got their B wire working, which is fed by alternate power sources in the south.
You've given them the story about commission, about power commission.
Yes, sir. And I can see then Swidler called me back and said he's already taken the first action. That's to send telegrams to all the presidents of the power companies asking them to get together on it. So I told them that Swidler had informed you that he had received your directive and taken his first steps.
Well, Nelson says he's appointed the outfit to investigate, and he's calling them all together tomorrow. I told him that Swidler, I notified him, I'd appointed Swidler to take charge and ask him to have all the state authorities cooperate, and he said they would.
Wonderful. All right, sir.
I'll get the mayor, and I hope as soon as I can get him, and I'll get right back to you.
Thank you, sir.